This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. There are four teams vying for the college football championship. The University of Washington Huskies are one of them. Tomorrow, the University of Washington squares off against the defending champs, the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. Not many people are giving the Huskies a chance. They're 14-point underdogs. And that's one reason why practically the entire country is rooting for them. Sam Summers is associate professor of psychology at Tufts University and co-author of a book called This Is Your Brain on Sports. He told me about the science behind why we root for underdogs.
There's researchers who've looked at this question and found that indeed this pulling for the underdog, it's not just something that we assume happens. It's something that we can sort of scientifically show is people's preference in all other things being equal. There's a bigger payoff when you root for the underdog, right? To root for the team that everyone's expecting to win at some level, if they do win, the payoff is, we sort of thought that would happen. But when you sit there and you pull for the underdog and they actually manage to pull it off, it's more exciting. And frankly, there's something sort of exciting to many of us about affiliating ourselves with those long shots and seeing that anything really is possible.
Sam, you've written that there's something counterintuitive about rooting for underdogs. For example, in real life, we like to associate ourselves with success. So why do we show so much interest in teams that may be likely to lose?
Right. I mean, that's the real thing. If you think about it carefully, it's pretty counterintuitive. We are quite often bandwagon jumpers or front runners, and it feels good to associate with a winner. So here you're saying we pull for the underdog. The underdog, by definition, is the team or the person that most people in the know believe is least likely to win this game. So it seems a little counterintuitive. But, I mean, just think about these games that are coming up this weekend, college football-wise. Is anyone going to remember watching, maybe from the state of Washington, sure, but is anyone else going to remember having watched this game if Alabama wins it? No, it'll be just this game where this favorite won on their march to another championship and so forth. You watch this game and Washington pulls off the upset, it becomes this huge event to have been there, to have watched it. It becomes meaningful. It's just a much more exciting experience as a sports fan.
So Sam, as a spectator, how does a team's underdog status influence what I would see happening on the field?
Learning that a team is the underdog actually makes us literally see the game differently. There are these studies in which research participants are shown, in some cases, a European professional basketball game, so teams they know nothing about, and you tell them that the red team is the underdog, or you tell them that the blue team is the underdog, and whichever team you tell them is the underdog, they see that team as being grittier, as hustling more, as being scrappier. It's the same exact play on the field, just seems and feels different when it's the underdog as opposed to when it's the favorite, and I think it's a really interesting aspect. The psychology of the sports fan.
The writer Malcolm Gladwell has said he roots for the overdog. He's swimming against the tide and he's proud of it. If there's science around the underdog and how we relate to the underdog, does it actually go against the grain then to root for the favorite?
That's funny, right? I mean, if part of the appeal of rooting for the underdog is that you are being a little bit anti-establishment, that you are swimming against the current, then if everyone's doing it, maybe at some level it becomes a cliche and you can actually stand out from the crowd by rooting for the favorites. Hey, why not? I mean, there's certainly people who go to the movies and root for the bad guys. I had a younger daughter who used to say she loved her some Darth Vader and he was the coolest part of the movie. And so maybe it means he's a sociopath in the budding, or maybe she's just swimming against the current. I'd like to believe it's the second.
Finally, Sam, let's get down to it. The Huskies are a 14-point underdog in this game. That's the biggest point spread in the three-year history of the college football playoff. Do the Huskies have any chance of beating Alabama? And who are you going to be rooting for?
Oh, well, I mean, I can hardly do this whole interview on the allure of the underdog and say anything other than I'm going to pull for Washington. I'm clearly going to pull for the Huskies. Do they have a chance? Sure, they have a chance. I'm going to tell myself they have a chance because that's what I want to see when I tune in that game. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you and come out of the closet as a Michigan Wolverines fan and tell you that at the end of the day, as long as someone beats Ohio State, I will be happy. But absolutely, they have a chance. I'm going to tune in. And I think like most of America and the other, 48 of the other states, I'll be pulling for Washington.
Sam Summers is associate professor of psychology at Tufts University and co-author of This Is Your Brain on Sports. The Huskies take on the Alabama Crimson Tide tomorrow at noon. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.